If you like the show and you want to see more of what Jeff and I do, we have a bunch of other projects. For instance, you can watch me on the Star Wars show every Wednesday at youtube.com/Star Wars and check out my personal channel at youtube.com/acarboni. So go do that right now. Listen to the show and then go do that. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, well said.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. I am only thoughtful in the preambles to episodes.
Yeah, you should
know that.
That's the best stuff is there.
Man, and if you want to hear that, you can. We make it available to everybody who donates $3 and up per month on our Patreon. Yeah. So go check that out, because that's where I save all my thoughtfulness. And here is where I make all my dumb fucking jokes.
Speaking of which,
here's a story for you. Climate change. It killed the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to kill us too. All of them.
Oh.
You know how you look up in the sky and you don't see any aliens?
Right.
That was climate change.
Oh, that explains it.
It used to be, you look up in the sky.
Full of aliens. And the climate was fantastic.
Picture like a 1946.
That was when all the aliens were
hanging
out?
Yeah, just a nice balmy day over Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh, man. Aliens as far as the eye can see.
Aliens everywhere.
Glass of iced tea. Folding chair.
Ugh.
You know what? You didn't even need to put on sunblock.
If you wanted an alien, you just reached up and you plucked it. No.
Sometimes they plucked you.
And then they plucked you in another way, and then they put you back.
Yeah.
Hey, there's an astrophysicist named Adam Frank.
Mm-hmm.
He is from the University of Rochester in New York.
Okay.
He's the lead author of a new paper that was published in the journal Astrobiology.
Mm-hmm. It's all legit.
It's all legit so far. This is very legit theory. Yep. So this paper is trying to take what he calls a 10,000 light year view of anthropogenic climate change.
So this is climate change across multiple planets.
He's looking at anthropogenic means human caused. So he's looking at human caused climate change,
mm-hmm,
and kind of taking that model, spreading it across 10,000 light years and being like, okay, if this here now, then what in other planets throughout the history?
If there's
of the
other life, then. So is this a kind of a version of the Fermi paradox?
Kind of. Yeah. This is a hypothetical paper. This is not like we found evidence of aliens and they died and here's what happened. But this is him taking mathematical models that were based on the disappearance of real life lost civilization here on Earth. So the Easter Island inhabitants in particular. And he and the rest of his team tried to simulate how various alien civilizations might have risen and fallen if they were to increasingly convert their planet's natural resources into energy the same way we do.
So if people are doing what we're doing, extinct.
Yes. So, yeah.
But that can't have any relevance on us.
No. And he says that in the paper. He says, this is just for funsies, he says.
Yeah, this is just about aliens.
He says they
were all slimy and they probably had multiple arms.
Now that I look at it, Astrobiology isn't a journal. It's a sci-fi anthology quarterly that he has up on Kickstarter.
Nice.
So
support that shit,
man. Like small sci-fi authors just doing it for the love. That's where like a lot of the great stuff is going to come from. You know, the Bradburys and the Asimovs of our age are going to come out of those quarterlies.
On Kickstarter.
Anyway, check out the Kickstarter and that's the end of the episode. No, this is basically Frank saying, seeing climate change in a cosmic context may give us better insight into what's happening to us now and how we can better deal with it. So, the laws of physics, he says, demand that any young population building an energy-intensive civilization is going to have feedback on its planet. What you do with your resources affects your planet.
Purely from an energy in, energy out kind of balance, you're going to suck dry whatever planet you happen to be born on.
Yeah. Things can only heal, regenerate.
Yeah. At a certain rate.
At a certain rate.
Yeah.
You're going to take things at
you're
a certain rate.
You're going to outstrip that rate pretty fast if you want to become a civilization on the scale we are.
Exactly. So what they did was they took four different mathematical models, four different possible trajectories mm-hmm. for any civilization on our path.
Please tell me these are Klingon, Ferengi, mm-hmm. I don't know. Something
Come
else.
On, you can do it.
I was going to try to go non-Star Trek, but I couldn't think of any Wookiee. Well, uh-huh. you know, you gotta spread out just beyond just Star Trek, right?
Sure.
You gotta go, what else we got? What else we got? What are there other space races from other things? Oh, Na'vi. Yeah.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah, baby. Na'vi.
No, I don't think I understand.
Culturally relevant.
Yeah. What is a Na'vi?
Mm-hmm. It's a blue person who's awesome.
That's the fairy from Ocarina of Time.
Hey, Na'vi. Listen.
Yeah, great. And not from anything else that anybody remembers. And certainly not that they're going to do again four more times at great expense. So here's what's up. The four common trajectories. How many do you think worked out fine?
I'm going to go with zero.
Pessimist.
Yeah. Well, I don't see any aliens, as we pointed out at the very beginning of the episode.
Not anymore.
So it was fine until not fine, but different reason than this.
Okay. Three.
Three ended, worked out fine?
Three ended in apocalypse.
Okay.
The fourth scenario.
Is human?
The fourth scenario is human and we're fine. We did it, everybody.
We saw all the possible outcomes and the only way to do it is to give them the Infinity Gauntlet?
This is it. We Doctor Strange this shit. the only possible timeline
is just use all of the fossil fuels. Mm-hmm. That's the only way to do it.
So the fourth path involved converting the entire alien society to sustainable sources of energy. And it only worked when the civilization recognized the damage they were doing to the planet and acted in the right way, right away. So the moment they saw it happening, everybody on this hypothetical planet said, oh shit, solar and wind and
I want to live on a hypothetical planet.
Hypothetical planet would be a great place to live.
We've already not done that.
And Dr. Frank says, the last scenario is the most frightening because even if you did the right thing, if you waited too long, you still have population collapse.
I want to believe that when this guy presented this very dour news in front of everyone, he started it by saying, I'm going to have to be frank with you. It's a classic Dr. Frank opener.
That's his one opening move. And that's the name of his autobiography.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the name of his podcast. Like, he's really leaning into this joke.
It's branding, baby.
And it's cute. The first time.
Uh-huh.
And it's cute to like open up your lectures or something like, you know what I mean? But like from a branding perspective, he's like leaning way
too
hard.
You think too much?
Yeah. Yeah.
The t-shirts were a bit much.
Like if I was going to give him one note, it would be like,
be less frank.
Be less frank about things. Yeah, so this is the issue. So working from previous equations that modeled the fall of Easter Island's population alongside the depletion of its resources.
That's why we think Easter Island went away is because they just used up all their resources and they're like, we're an island. What are we going to do? Swim?
Yeah. Like the end of Point Break. Yeah. What am I going to do, Johnny? Swim to New Zealand?
Yeah. That's it. That was the classic Easter Island line.
I was very disappointed when in the new Point Break, it didn't turn out that he had swum to New Zealand.
Oh, you thought that was going to be
the jumping off point? Yeah, maybe he had paddled to New Zealand.
Yeah.
And started like a cool new gang of surfers.
Cool.
I didn't see the new one.
Oh. You just assumed that's not what happened. I also didn't see the new one. Can't help you.
I could have faked my way through the whole Point Break movie. You wouldn't have known.
It's true. I did see Avatar 4 times in the theater.
I know you did, and I don't understand.
Loved it.
I'm waiting for the Point Break YouTube Red series.
Oh, that's totally happening.
I'm waiting for
right
that.
After they finish up Bill and Ted 3.
You want to talk about depleting resources?
The entertainment.
Let's talk about fucking movies to TV to YouTube Red. Just like squeeze in an IP.
Yeah.
Just,
You remember those?
Did we get enough Karate Kid?
Yeah.
Did we get enough?
Just put it on YouTube Red, baby.
Step up to the streets. What do we got?
Keep squeezing. Yeah.
Oh, and that's how Easter Island fell all of their IP was just spread across mobile games and streaming series. And
the only way it works is if an entire civilization realizes in the same moment that they need to come up with new entertainment properties.
Yeah, that's it. Otherwise, it just all entertainment dies. That's it. You got to do it the moment you realize you got to come up with new and interesting ideas.
As soon as Transformers 2 happens, you go, fuck, we're in trouble.
We are in big trouble here. We need to come up with new and interesting ideas. Okay, who has a new and interesting idea?
GoBots!
You fucking...
No?
You're so brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are promoted. Now, let's get another five X-Men bullshit things going too while we're in here, but like a new one because we're dying. Like a new one?
Yeah.
All right, great.
There's always another X-Man.
There's always another X-Man is the motto at Fox Theatrical Pictures. There's always another X-Man. So yeah, this is kind of spooky. Because when you look at these four different
scenarios,
it's like, yeah, the one that's sustainability is really just like, as it rises, the moment it starts getting really high, you gotta level off. And that's the only way it works. The one where everybody recognizes that this is gonna happen, but doesn't do anything immediately.
That's us. That's the now. That's us. That's...
Ooh, it looks bad. It initially looks like, hey, maybe... It's this fourth one here. Check out the link to the article. We'll put the...
There's a graph of like, oh, we're doing fine.
We're almost there. Oh, no.
It went bad.
Because that's the thing, right? Is like, it's like when you're on the interstate and you're in like a complete like stretch of desert, right?
Yeah.
And like you pass that one gas station.
Yeah, you should have stopped.
And instead you're just kind of like, oh, shit. Well, I'll turn off the AC and drive a little slower, hopefully that'll get us there.
But this is the worst analogy because you shouldn't have been using
gas. You shouldn't have been using that car. It was a trick question, asshole.
You shouldn't have even gone to the gas station.
There should have been public transit. You should be on a clean electric train.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. What were you doing in that car on that road trip?
How dare you?
Top down, wind in your hair.
You were going to Vegas.
What? Were you going to have fun with your boys?
How dare you?
Maybe you had a dog that was sticking its head and its tongue out the window as you... Maybe the dog even has sunglasses.
I bet the dog has sunglasses made out of petroleum
products. Oh, I bet you thought you were real cool with those plastic petroleum sunglasses on you and your dog.
You know what? That's not going to protect you when the sun beats down on your face.
You can't drive in the carpool lane if it's just you and your dog. I've looked. Yeah. I've tried. It's no bet. And also, here's the thing that I learned. Just driving in the carpool lane isn't in and of itself better for the environment.
You would think
it would
be. Did
you know that? You would think.
You
it's
would
in
think.
The carpool lane.
Yeah.
I switch over to the carpool lane. It's better for the environment.
Let's do it.
I get so many tickets.
If we were all in the carpool lane.
Problem solved. Yeah. If the moment we noticed that climate change was happening, We just swerved into the carpool lane. It's two lanes over, you assholes. Take your cool sunglasses dog, put the top up on your convertible, and get
just
into the carpool
fucking
lane.
Swerve for once in your life.
Take some action. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take some action.
Unfortunately, it's too late to swerve.
Bring your own plastic cup to the coffee shop. A new one every day. But bring it from your own house.
Buy a pack of Solo.
Keep a sleeve
of
plastic cups in your house and bring your own plastic cup.
These
are just little things you can do.
Just for the planet. Not for you, not for me.
It's for all of us. It's a little bit of a hassle, sure. Yeah. But it's better for the environment.
That's right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
When you go and you buy your value meal in the drive-thru, when you get home, put the burger wrapper in the recycling, if you think about it.
If you think about it. That's right. And
take the carpool lane to the McDonald's. Like, these are just, I don't understand where people can't just be a little more mindful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what you should do? Just put all your garbage in the compost.
Yeah.
Because
why don't we put all of our garbage just into the compost?
Just put all of your garbage.
If garbage is bad.
Right. Compost is good.
Come on.
These are not hard ideas.
They are Seinfeld bits.
Are they?
But they're not hard ideas.
Did I rip something off without knowing
it? No, but doesn't it sound like you did?
Oh, okay. Well, as long as I didn't for actual.
I felt like it was the make the whole plane out of the black box. It was very that bit.
All right.
We're fucked?
No, we're fucked.
Everything says we're fucked.
Do you think, honestly, in your heart of hearts, based on just what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that aliens were around and then they died because of the same shit that we're doing?
But I think potentially there were some alien civilizations that did. Sure. I think the universe is also a real big place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Infinite timeline, I don't think every civilization of every species on every planet dies because of this one thing.
Right. But maybe.
I don't know. this is a fucking hypothetical paper. This guy's thought about it more than I have. He's certainly saying that 75% of the time it happens, right?
Yeah. We got to be that quarter. We've already missed it, though. There's no turning back. I don't know how, honestly, as a person who literally brought children into the world, there has to be some part of me that has hope, right? Or else that was just a cruel thing to do. But
that was your second mistake, was having hope.
That's true.
I just think your kids are going to make a great roving band of marauders in the Mad Max future.
Well, I'm teaching them all the right things. Yeah. You know, I'm teaching them to
machete skills.
You gotta have machete skills.
How to wear cool goggles.
Yeah.
How to repair cool goggles. That's important.
Being okay with mostly metal attire.
Yeah.
You know,
and maybe mostly metal limbs.
That's right. That too.
There's a lot going on in the Mad Max future that we're inevitably heading towards.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Just prepare your kids is all we're saying. And maybe just put all your garbage in the compost.
There is something that I found interesting though. An interesting result of sort of the last generation worth of change. For the first time, the American birth rate has gotten so low that the population is going to decline.
Sweet.
Which I think, yeah. A lot of people are looking at this, like I read a lot of these headlines and they were like, oh no. Yeah. And I read it and I was like, good.
Yeah, decline that pop.
Let's get a couple generations like this.
Decline that pop.
Let's really make it happen.
Is that true? I feel like that couldn't possibly be true.
Well,
isn't exponential growth always exponential?
No, we had such a, I'm going to call it a boom of babies.
Yeah, or right around the Second World War.
I'm going to call it like a boom of babies.
I think that's pretty good. I think that might catch on.
I don't see any way to make that sound better or faster. It was a boom of babies.
Right? Yeah, a boom of babies.
And so yeah, exponential growth after that. But you look at some other populated countries that had that kind of growth, mostly like Japan, China.
Right.
You can slow the birth rate.
Well, they did that by passing laws.
Japan didn't pass any laws, though.
That was just cultural.
Japan's was cultural.
Yeah.
And that's just happening here.
It's cool to have a girl child.
And there are a lot of things that are happening. Part of it is like, part of it is definitely people who are worried about the future of the planet. There are more of those people. My wife and I are those people. We're just like, nah, maybe not a baby.
Yeah.
And then
you're saying I'm a bad person.
I'm saying, why would you bring somebody into this world to suffer and then do it again? That's what I'm saying.
I did it twice.
Yeah, you did it twice.
Yeah.
You didn't learn after the first time.
But you know what? Carpool lane.
It'll save them. But the other thing is like, because of changes, because of the way population and resource changes have affected other things in our country, things like healthcare, things like cost of living, things like all of this stuff.
Yeah, lines at Disneyland.
Lines at Disneyland.
All of it.
People are just like, no kids.
Too many.
Can't afford it.
Yeah.
Don't want it.
Yeah.
Can't happen. I don't think this country will take care of me.
Right.
If I have a kid.
Right.
And they're right. And so people are like, cool, maybe no babies. A couple generations of population decline could do us real well.
Yeah.
In this situation.
I feel like that's not part of the simulation that he ran through. Like, I don't feel like that's enough doing to just stop with the baby making.
No, I'm just trying silver lining. Okay. Silver lining. People are depressed and don't want to continue life.
You get to deal with fewer children in your day-to-day life.
And I take the carpool lane anyway. I put my dog in sunglasses and I say, let's go, boy.
Yeah.
You and I, we're a team.
Yeah.
The cops don't say that.
No.
The cops give me a ticket.
They always do.
Always do. And I will always throw them in their faces and not recycle them. There, I said it. How do y'all feel about this? Are we heading towards a decline? Are we making positive change? Do you think that we are one of the 25% of hypothetical alien races that will survive?
Should I not have had children?
You should definitely let Jeff know whether he should or should not have had children
on
Twitter.
I'm crowdsourcing that.
But definitely like loop me in on those convos. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those Avatar 4.
Nice.
I did know where it was from.
Let's get that. Let's get that hashtag rolling early, nice and early.
Get it rolling early, because like, man, the hype train is already like, what the fuck is Avatar even about? We don't have time. Cut the.